We went, I think we went along Thomas Street, which was just round the corner from Blenheim Road,
yeah.
and Vauxhall Road, and of course all of Blenheim Road, and we just sort of walked round and round all the time, yeah. you know, keeping our eyes open,
what
our
were you
eyes
looking
open.
For?
Well, any fires that might have started, right. or any bomb damage that might have occurred.
If you saw a fire, you'd blow your whistle.
Blow your whistle, yes, and somebody would come out, I suppose.
Yes,
the fire warden would. I suppose they were on duty all the time in different roads, and the fire warden would come out. But luckily for me, it was very frightening. But luckily, nothing like that happened.
If you had a night off and you were at home with your mum and dad and your sister, where would you have sheltered from a bomb?
Well, until we had our great big metal table, we used to go into the pantry, which was underneath the stairs, and we used to sit under there.
All together.
Your mum, all huddled up in there.
Was your dad around then?
Sometimes, but sometimes he was working late, you see.
On the railway.
And then we used to sit there a whole, and the noise used to be terrible, and we used to think, gosh, are we going to be bombed in any minute?
Yes. But she wanted you all together, didn't she?
Yes.
She didn't like going to the shelters?
No, we didn't. Well, there weren't really any shelters around by us. We had, as I say, eventually we did have one of these big metal
steel tables,
when they have mesh sides, and
like
then there was just an opening in the front, and you crawled in there and sat in there.